Say good morning to After 7.
Yeah.
Good morning, America.
After 7.
All right.
What's going on?
What's up?
All right, good morning.
Haven't seen each other in a while. Last time was on the cruise.
On the cruise.
So we have Keith.
Yes, sir.
Kavon.
Yes, sir.
We got Jason.
Yes, sir.
And Jason's daddy, Melvin, is on the phone.
What?
What up, Melvin?
What's going on?
Where are you?
I'm in upstate New York, Adirondack Mountains right now.
All right, Glenn.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's where you live now?
No. I'm on a job working for a guy.
Driving.
Fulfilling obligations.
That's right.
Man. All right. So what's been going on? How long has it been? What y'all been doing?
Well, of course, we've kind of tried to remain relevant from the performing aspect over the last 10, 12, 15 years. But outside of that, the recording, you know, we'd always made a statement that we wouldn't record again. We wouldn't even think about it without Melvin's participation.
Uh-huh.
And that was the critical piece, along with bringing Babyface. He was the catalyst, of course, because it was his ideal to bring Kevon and Melvin back together and put this music back together. So it took his involvement and then Melvin acceptance for us to come back together.
I'd also
give you this
like
timeless music.
That also, in addition to that, because my nephew Jason had been singing with me for years and years, background vocals, and when I tell you his commitment to the group in various many capacities, it felt only right that he became a formal official member of the
group. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we had Jason on tour with us on the tour bus from the time he was 11 years old. So
wow.
He was an actual shoo-in for the position. So
he already knew.
Actually groomed.
He already knew all of the choreography.
All of the.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Man. Okay, so the question has to be asked, why did you break up? What happened?
You know what, I think you have a run, you know. We were with Virgin Records for till about 1996. We had done everything that After 7 had always asked us to do, but they didn't quite seem to be able to have a handle on how to to develop the act in the midst of a lot of other groups that were having tremendous success. And so we were a little, we were displeased, and they were because they were a little bit frustrated too. And so at that point when we decided to disband, we were able to be set free without any debt. We weren't saddled with any debt, which we could have been, but they felt, you know, open enough to allow us to let us go. The interesting thing was is that when we were free, a free agent, if you will, there were not any real active radio stations, record labels at the time, that took an interest in After 7. Music had begun to evolve and change, and they were.
Well, what about your brother and L.A.?
I said,
labels.
You got your brother and
that's right.
And L.A., they got a label?
Yeah, they got a label, but, you know, their label was full. Even when I decided to go solo, they had a blitzkrieg of all types of different artists, solo artists, and so it was crowded. So for me, I didn't want to go into a situation where they've got a body of different artists that they have on their roster, and how do we fit in? Nepotism.
And what did your mother have to say about this?
Well, mamas are gonna be mamas. What can I tell you?
She love all her sons.
That's right.
Go on, put them on the label, baby. But you're back together now, and you got new music.
Absolutely,
yes,
sir.
And it is
good.
Timeless.
Thank you.
It's called Timeless. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. Let me know.
This
first
one will
be whichever one y'all want to hear.
You're going to do it at the top of the hour, right?
Yes.
Whatever you want, Tom.
What?
That's right.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. More Than Friends. Who did this? First of all, did Babyface do all the songs?
Vast majority of the record was done by Babyface. There are also some other participants that came to the table. Tony Dixon, along with
DeMonte,
along with Aaron.
Okay.
And let's not forget Daryl Simmons, of course.
Right. Of course.
Absolutely. Right. Daryl Simmons,
that's right.
Very integral part of everything
of
we
course.
Do.
Of course. Everything the Benefit Fix does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Let's go. This is More Than Friends.
This is just the last thing that I do.
Oh.
I will be with you.
Oh, no, that's
I Want You.
That's I Want You. You.
I
like this song.
You. I Want You.
Yeah.
You.
Come on.
Now this is More Than Friends.
That's a More Than Friends right there.
I knew I'd seen that look before. Cause girl, you know that I don't ring your mind. So if you really, really wanna go there tonight.
This is classic After 7. Yeah.
Take you out that friend zone.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Too much time trying to find if the sun shines brighter on the other side.
It's too late.
Too late, man.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Key.
Got to bust.
And that's a lesson I've learned. And I'm so afraid that it's too late.
That's right in the After 7 pocket.
That's right.
That's right in the. That's y'all ain't right. Try to change up nothing.
Oh, no.
Stay
no.
In,
fishing.
Stay in the lane.
Just stay in your lane. Stay in that After 7 lane. Did any one of you try to help Babyface with Dancing with the Stars with his dance move?
It's called moral support. Moral support.
Did y'all try to help?
Actually, he did really well, guys.
I thought so too.
He had one bad night.
He had one bad night.
And that's.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's a political show up in there. That's almost
there. That's some politicians.
Right. Yeah.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Okay.
And that's all
I got.
It's
more than just
say.
The dancing.
Yeah.
You can't say anymore?
That's all I got to say.
Well, he's off the show now. You can let
it's,
it. You
it's
can
political.
Tell us.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it seemed like there were some other factors involved in this.
Okay.
All I
got to
say.
I'm just saying. All right, we're going to take a break at the top of the hour. After 7, we'll perform live here in the Red Velvet Cake Studios and our in-studio jam audience here. Say good morning, y'all.
Yeah.